going through a lot of struggles.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do is, as we come up, little by little, generation by generation. I'm not going to change it all today.
You know what's crazy? Sage, right? He has Cash App, and he was asking me, he's like, it's saying I'm too young to do stocks, because I'll be talking to him about those type of stuff and like cryptocurrency, because that's like my son go to Lower Marion High School. My oldest son, he's 15, so he does coding and stuff, because that's going to be that's what the Indian kids is doing. That's what the Caucasian. Well,
however you want to say that. Listen, there's no knowledge above, no knowledge below.
Correct.
God. What we need to focus on, and I'm a smart man.
I know you are.
I've been a long time. And I did not get as smart as I am right now until I started putting God first.
Yes, sir.
No, we in the strip club, everybody having fun, whatever. Do that. But I'm telling you now, you better give God's instruction.
Yeah.
Give God some focus.
Mm-hmm.
If needed. So right now, you know, like I may wake up in the morning, read a scripture.
Yes, sir.
I have to save my phone. Whatever. I'm not the best man in the world.
Nor was Jesus.
And I'm not the pastor or nothing like that. You know?
My dad's a deacon. He's a head deacon, and he's far from perfect.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say, even your ministers, you're already young, but.
My pastor was my cousin, and he passed. Older, yeah,
you know, the ministers, they go and hang out and have drinks, and they do the thing they do.
We would go on family trips, and they would get hammered.
Well, all I'm trying to say is, start structuring your life in God's.
Yes.
Stop thinking you know things. Stop thinking you're smart. You don't know shit. What I mean by you don't know shit, and now your old folks say, come on, don't have. But the reason they tell you don't know shit because, you know, look, I did all this, and he, you know, like I was telling this young man, I'm part owner of a 6-story building. And I need to do this and this. You know,
wow.
God is blessing me. But you know what? You know what could happen? I get cancer tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? You want my shoes? You know? Remember Michael Jackson? One of the best, y'all know Michael. Well, I hope y'all do.
Yes, of course.
He ran the world.
But so, now remember, he died.
Yeah, and I know the doctor I did business with, Conrad,
you know.
Yeah.
And Conrad, good doctor. But what goes on is, I was in the healthcare field for years. I own physical therapy clinics and home healthcare. So what goes on is that I own a home healthcare, and you a doctor, I say, hey, man, look, man, I need some pain medicine. This is way before these pharmacies, how they popping it up now. And I say, hey man, can you write me a script? You write it to me. I prescribe myself what is actually going on. Right, because the doctors know me, we good. Hey man, I need timeout number 3. But that's what goes on. That's always going on. But the problem is, if I die from the shit,
they're going to look back on that.
They look back at the doctor. And so that's what really happened with my.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that Conrad was such a bad doctor. That's what took place with the man, you know. And he went through the shit. But you don't have a chart. You don't have those things in place.
You don't got the receipts.
Yeah.
So now it's
with charts or receipts.
You don't have the receipts.
Yeah. Charts or receipts. Yeah. Yeah. The medical chart is a receipt. So that's what goes on. So I'm just saying, you know, man, you never know what life is going to throw you and how people are going to look at it, perceive it, or whatever. I know Conrad. I'm telling you what went on. You don't know Conrad. Oh, you know what's on TV. You know. But yeah, you know. So I'm just saying, man, y'all be careful out here. And, man, put God first. Stop thinking you know things.
Mm-hmm.
Stop thinking you knowledgeable. You're not. You've been here a long time before you got here. It's nothing new you're going to do.
Nothing new under the sun.
There's nothing new under the sun. New ways to do it. It's the same. You know, so make sure that, man, you're putting God first, because that's our structure, that's our family structure, that's our, as a structure of black people, that is us. When I say our family, we're black as a family. You know, that's what you have to do. You have to do. And stop thinking in a sense, you're thinking you're above God. Because Oh, I got this.
Well, I can share it with you. When I came down with bipolar last year, I did go through.
No, I don't want to hear when you had a problem.
No, no, just
listen.
Yes.
The problem comes when you don't have a problem. When things are going good, now what do you do? I ain't talking about when you had a problem. You know what, everybody, you listen to the news and everything else. They tell you that Texas just now said they're taking the Bible out of the schools.
You heard that?
Yesterday.
You heard that,
Jim? No, he's on YouTube. He's watching the news.
I don't be on YouTube. Yeah. I got a podcast. That's why, of course.
Well, that's today.
Yes.
All right. So now what I'm trying to tell you is that, but on top of that, let something happen. Remember, I don't know if y'all remember the, I don't know, y'all were young, but 9/11.
I remember 9/11. Yeah,
all right.
Well, right before that, they pulled prayer out of school.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't know if y'all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you remember that? Okay. Well, what happened was, you know the first thing that Bush said? Let us pray.
You know it was in good care. I didn't even know it was there.
So what I'm trying to say is, we got to make sure that we pray all the time, not just when something damaging comes to us.
Right.
Same thing I was saying when we were talking about the cars. You know, when something damaging comes to you, yeah, you know you need to pray. You got bipolar, whatever problem you went on, yeah, you know you need to pray. You got some shit going on. Yeah, you want to pray. But when things going good, what do? You better be praying then.
Praying harder.
You said praying harder. Because you don't know where the devil and the sin is already right behind you or right with you.
And it's
it might be a marathon. It might be in your bed. In your bed.
Bro. What am I going through? Just saying.
Hey, come on, man. I wish I had, man. We could have bumped into each other months ago. I could have avoided.
Nope.
It wasn't meant to be. I had to go through it.
You wasn't going to get it.
I wasn't going to. Because I'm a touch fire type of guy.
Let me tell you something. A long time ago, I used to tell. This is what I used to always brought up. Man, partners I have. Partners mine. I hear that shit. What you talking about? I hear what you're saying. V. They call me V. V, I hear. You good? Man, fuck that shit. Let's have a drink going on. You know. So what I pray for later is that for me not only to receive, but to find the right people to give it to. Because everyone is not open to receive. You know. You gotta be in the right place ready to receive. I'm telling you, everyone's not ready to receive. You have to be in a place to receive knowledge. You know, I can give you something. See, you're not in school no more. Remember in school, shit, if you got it, you got it. If you didn't, shit, they just held your ass back. But life is different. Shit, if you don't want to get it, the next one get it. Like if I say something, you like, I don't like bald head short guys. Fuck you. Okay, fuck you. We get it. The next one get it. And they move on with their life. And now you're struggling with it. Yeah, I ain't gonna get nothing from a bald head black guy. Never know. Yeah, you never know what's holding you back. So what I talk to God. So I say, you know what? Let me make sure I give it to who's willing to receive. I have knowledge and I want to give it to me. But you gotta make sure you're willing to receive. So now I have no doubt of that. Because every time someone comes to me, I'm like, you ready to get it? Whatever I got. Nah, I ain't running. No, I mean I'm gold. But shit, I might be silver, I might be bronze, I might be platinum, I might be crystal. But whatever I got, you ready to receive it. So I'm telling you, man, make sure y'all put God a little bit more in your spectrum everything you do. Are you doing the podcast? You're doing religious podcast. Read your Bible.
I do.
Yeah, read your Bible. Get some understanding. And not only read it, but ask God for interpretation of what you read.
I'm thankful for a father. Me and my dad are very close.
I ain't talking about your dad.
Okay.
I'm talking about God.
Yep, I got you.
I ain't talking about. What I'm telling you, and your dad, I'm telling you this. Make sure that you read the Bible. but ask God for an interpretation of what you mean. When I say ask God, I'm interpreting the reading, because you got to make sure that you understood it correctly. You may think you did, but make sure you understand it correctly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. I'm going to leave you guys alone, man. All right, man. All right.
Yo, I just wanted to
y'all
say
y'all got me running my mouth too much.
Yeah, no. I just want to say I was in the mall yesterday, and this guy would literally stopped me. And he's like, I just want to say, sir, you're blessed. And I said, I know. He's like, no, I actually see it. I see it.
You know what that means? That means you in so much trouble, you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
But that means you in a world of trouble. And you better make sure everything I just told you, that you don't.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. That's what that means. Because, let me tell you something. We can run over here. Let's say all of us together. And we run over here and rob a store. You know who gets shot? The blessed one. Because we know, the blessed one know, your ass ain't got no business being over here.
That's how, you know, that's, you know, it's crazy. That's really how it worked, though. Like, as far as, like,
the blessed one knew.
That didn't deserve it, get it. Over
yeah,
there,
he knew before. Wait a minute, I ain't got to be here. But you tell him, man, come on, let's go. All right, come on, let's go. Yeah. Yeah, he told you, blessed. You better be careful, man. Because things is on you. And make sure you pray for wings of protection around you.
Thank you.
I'm telling you. All right, man.
Y'all be good.
I didn't play cool. Oh, I gave him a headshot on the gram. Or is you?
No, that's you. You shooting, nigga. Help me help you.
Help me help you.
It's insta kill. I'm trying to.
Oh, that's why.
Clear out the way.
He didn't make it. Those were bees, yeah. Oh, somebody sent me a question. I'm back to life.
Yeah, grab that. You need to pack a punch your gun. But you don't like that gun. But if you pack a punch, it becomes nicer.
I'll do that. Where at?
You gotta come down here and spin this paper. But don't go yet, because the round about to start.
I come down and spin this paper, huh?
I'm gonna save a zombie or two at the end of this round.
Yo, can I take this fake money to go to the strip club? Oh, here, go my shotgun. Sorry.
Yeah, what's up here?
I need that armor again. I got to turn. This is the joint Sarah Connor hair in Terminator 2. Well, her arm was chalk. Oh, T went down.
Make your way up here.
Oh, I'm trying to play with these bulls real quick.
They ain't playing with you.
No. Oh, get fuck out there.
You not play with them. They not about to play with you.
Go play with me. What song was that? Ella Kuja? Oh, they came. Oh, shit, nigga. Damn. I gotta get my level up, you know. Do I get level up on the guest?
Not sure.
Damn.
Hey, it's not letting me. Stay right there. Don't fall down. You still up there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I gotta get my pants up.
It's a damn scientist up here. Somewhere. Oh, he did. Oh, I got no
ammo. I'm gonna get you.
I'm grinding on your fence.
Okay.
Oh. Well, I saw Drake.
No, come on, yeah. Just come on. Other way. Yep.
My other left. No, your other left. No, your other right. Oh, that's my favorite movie in the point, I like. Oh, shit. I ain't got no juice hammer. What about that? I'm about to get Mike Tyson hit real quick.
For sure. It's in the middle, right? Down here. Yep. Go ahead. Run to that machine. Spend some money, man.
What? Yep.
That? No, go over that one.
Yeah. This one?
Yep. Oh, we out. We out of here. Oh, shit. I'm down. We over with. We're good.
Oh, I can't do nothing.
All right, so we ain't about to
as a dunce key.
Imagine instead of getting
certain shit that I ain't about to move for.
He's one of them. Like, if I got a jewel on my wristwatch, that's it.
They all work for the same company. Maybe these niggas think they more, they talented enough.
Nah, man. If I knew John Wick, I just don't say it's coming soon. Hey. No, they really... They some haters.
That's funny because Keanu Reeves was just on the screen.
Funny and shit. Yo, they can hear us, bro. And the crazy part, this joint about to be on TV on the 21st. Like, I'm not paying for it.
I'm waiting to get a tip, man, so I think I got a word about where he might be at, man.
Frank from Bill Bond.
Just wanted to
let
the PD know
I'll
be on the
100
block.
So how would you reach him?
I don't.
I'm trying to explain to you.
I'm Nicholas Cage. Hold on, man. Why would you trigger like this? What the fuck you got going?
Damn, he got.
John,
drug abuse
John week chapter 3. Better
bailing. Yeah, no, that's a fact. That's abusive. Like, what he doing right now is abusive.
This is definitely abuse. This is behind my pain right now.
Like, he's just telling us about the movie.
And Hindu, nigga?
Hindu?
He said, lay B and dance.
What made him cover up his message under John Wick 3?
Man? First of all, why he got the mask on? How many people in that vicinity? Because it definitely looked like he affected by aliens.
Final Fight, like a compilation of movies. This is a real fucking movie, man.
No, it was a compilation. The Final Fight. Yo, Tony John, my boy. Yo, you ever see a joint on Netflix? They come for the night comes for us.
Bro, no, I always passed it,
bro. Yeah, bro.
That shit was crazy,
bro. That is by far the best action movie I've seen. Niggas getting chalked with pools, balls and shit, cue balls. Yo, they get destroyed in that movie. That's some shit. Like, I be having to turn it off when the kids come in.
What the fuck is GTA RP? Role play, no.
Oh yeah.
Serve.
What's up, YouTube? It's your boy Rex coming at y'all with another.
What's up, bro?
Today, this is the start of my new series. This is the start of the Real Trap Life series. I used to do videos like you're gonna see today on the channel like a couple years ago. God. That was one of the reasons why I started taking it off was because of those GTA, videos. Nigga. But I ain't gonna lie, back then,
bro,
I didn't put a lot of effort into
this. This shit be too funny.
No, for real, yeah.
Bro, he too funny. This nigga need a real show.
That's funny as shit. Like, hopefully you got it done for you, not for your man.
Right, I come in peace. I just want to know. That's it would be a gay nigga who posted that too, because that's the truth though. Because 9 times out of 10, baby, your nigga is definitely liking your old shape.
That's why I'd be
like shit that they can grab and it ain't rock hard, that's for sure.
Yo, and that's the thing, all like the sun destroyed. Yo, they be. You chalking.
Yeah, it's real. This nigga, this is the funny thing. It's real. 35.
Hold on, this nigga's playing. You put him in the ghetto
landlord. He ain't gonna fix nothing. That's all. Bro, I can't even have a roof with me. You can't get on, bro. You do it because you be acting soft, man. You gotta put your foot down, man. Man, shut up before my foot in your ass. He gonna do it this time, man. I ain't letting it slide. Are you doing voiceovers,
man?
He makes movies out of GTA, right? You know how much editing? And it's funny because if you got your speaker on GTA,